Let's give it up for our band. Come on, guys. I never get tired of hearing that. We want to welcome you all to our candlelight service. And for tonight, we just want you to slow down. I know you've all been concentrating on your cooking and your shopping, but tonight we just want to become a little bit more intimate and focus on the reason that we're even celebrating Christmas. So slow down with us and just plug in to Jesus this morning. Can you do that this afternoon? All right, so get on your feet. We're going to have a lot of songs, a lot of music. Please, we invite you to sing along and have a good time with us as we worship our Lord and our King.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive her King. Let every heart
that you're here. We welcome you to Destiny Church. We're excited to have you here during this next hour. We're going to just enjoy a very intimate time with the Lord. Before your Savior came, before we just get seated here today, I want you to do me a favor. Turn around and find about two or three people. Don't leave your seat. Just turn around to about two or three people. Shake their hand. Smile at them. Say, I'm glad that you're here. Wish somebody next to you a Merry Christmas.
Well, good evening. It's good to have you here. As Pastor Gene said, welcome to Destiny Church. Merry Christmas, everyone. You guys excited for tomorrow? Woo-hoo. We are glad you joined us here this morning. This evening. If you're a first-time guest here, if you just raise your hand, we'd like to just welcome you specifically. If you're a first-timer here at Destiny, raise your hand up high so we can see you. Let's give them a hand clap. Good to have you. I know we've got a lot of family in. It's good to have you here this evening. Real quick, we just want to, some of you may have noticed as you came in, that over here in this corner, we've got boxes and boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts. And what we do with those, our last service that we do before Christmas every year, we take those donuts. Each box is marked for a specific police department, fire department, ambulance station, sheriff station, somewhere like that in our community. And we take those to them just to say thank you for serving and helping. And we appreciate you during this time in the holidays. We know that most of them are having to work tonight and tomorrow, a lot of them. So we just want to say we're thinking about them and thank you for all they've done. So this evening, right after service, if you want to, they're marked by city. Just go and grab a box of donuts. Don't eat them on the way to the station, but just grab them and take them to his station and just say, hey, we're thinking about you and thank you for all you do and for serving our community. We do also want to let you know, most of you probably do, but we are not going to be having services here tomorrow morning. We want you to take that time, enjoy it with your family, and celebrate Jesus's birth with your family. We're going to celebrate here tonight. We're going to have a lot more good music and a nice time of communion. So welcome to Destiny Church and enjoy your evening. Pastor Gene.
Thank you, Pastor Matt. We'll turn to your neighbor and say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We're glad that you're here this evening, and we do welcome you to Destiny Church. Whether you attend on a regular basis, maybe you're here for the first time with friends or family. We really didn't have any idea what to expect tonight. We've never done a Christmas Eve service, but we're glad. It was a good choice tonight, full house. Last week we had two packed services, so 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock service last week was packed with Christmas service, and tonight packed as well. And so we're glad that you're here, and hope that you enjoy this Christmas season. You're slowing down and enjoying it. Because of not having a Sunday service, of course, tonight we do need to take up our tithes and offerings. So we're going to ask our ushers to come and prepare to take up our tithes and offering. They're passing those out today. So how many know what time it is right now? It's time to give. Let's bless the Lord. Yeah, we like to bless the Lord. We clap because we know that God blesses what kind of giver? The cheerful giver. God blesses the cheerful giver today, and we're going to be cheerful about giving our offerings to the Lord because we know today that our offerings are such an important part of our worship to the Lord. Now, today, as they're passing those out, I do want to mention to you, this is actually the last week, the last service. If you are wanting any of the givings you give beyond this year's credit for your tax deductible receipts, this will actually be the last service of the year. So make sure that you know that ahead of time. This is the last service of the year to get credit for your giving in 2011. We're going to bring our giving to the Lord cheerfully today. We have baskets along the fronts of the auditorium, the steps here, also on the corners. We'd like to bring our offerings as a part of our worship because we see in Scripture where they go hand in hand and bringing their offerings to the Lord. Now, if you're a guest today, please feel under no obligation at all to give. We're just glad that you're here. You're welcome to give if you would like to, but we're just really glad you're here. But we're going to bring our offerings to the Lord and bless the Lord and the rest of the service. We're going to just bring our offerings of worship to Him. So I invite you today just to stand on your feet where you're at today. Prepare your heart to give to the Lord and worship. Father, we love you. We thank you, Father, that you're such an awesome God. And Lord, we're going to, just today as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Lord, we thank you for this time. Lord, may we slow down and enjoy it. God, remembering that you are truly the reason for the season. And Father, our hearts rejoice tonight as we sing of your great love to us. That you would send your only begotten Son, Jesus, into this world. Father, we love you. And we say together, amen. 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 Come, let us worship our Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus. Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Want to listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the new. joy he brings. Won't you let sound to the angels sing? Glory, 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 glory to the newborn King.
He was held by the angels, born in a lowly manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. They were guided by a shining star
to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful child,
wonderful child.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. So lowly meek and mild, new life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you let sound to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King.
He was held by the angels, born in a lowly manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. They were guided by a shining star
to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful child,
wonderful child.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. So lonely, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory,
glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh,
what a wonderful child,
wonderful child. Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. So lonely, meek and mild. New life,
new hope,
new joy he brings. Won't you listen?
Face-to-face meeting with an angel. Looking up as a messenger from God interrupts our expectations. God births his plans out of the most unlikely situations. Out of nothingness, he created a world with the power of his word, and he was now about to send the savior of the world in the form of a baby, born of a virgin named Mary, engaged to Joseph, a faithful, upstanding man who'd asked for a hand and now must reconcile the news that soon she would give birth to a son whose father's face neither of them had ever seen. I mean, how would he explain pregnant fiance before wedding day? So he had in his mind to end things privately, dismiss her quietly, until an angel showed up in a dream, saying lots of things, and Joseph wasn't sure what they'd mean, but he and Mary believed, put their faith and trust in a God they couldn't see, and watched how his plan unfolded and came to be. His name would be Jesus, so they were told. Prophets of old had foretold the arrival of a Messiah who would bring freedom to captive souls, and for a king of this caliber, maybe you'd expect a crown, a throne of silver and gold, but Jesus showed up in humility, laid in a manger with swaddling clothes. God begins with small beginnings, brings seed to virgin womb, resurrects life from closed tomb, and no, it doesn't make sense. Cannot be accomplished with the limited lens of human experience. Take human choice, plus perfect world and enter sin. The choice to please self instead of pleasing him. Someone must pay the price. So God's son enters earth, embodies powerful word to make things right. See, the father had a plan to clothe himself as man, to become redemption, deliverance for the captive, perspective, healing for the sick, forgiveness for the many who never thought they'd be forgivable, and it is unbelievable and nearly inconceivable that in the face of a child could shine the key to eternal life. But God loves the element of surprise. And in his time, the Messiah had arrived. See, God had a story of love and hope and grace to tell. He knew we needed an Emmanuel to behold in a star that the maker of all is God with us, promises to never leave us, sees us as clearly as he sees time from beginning to end. Imagine the love of a father to send an only son to save his sons and daughters, looking up as God interrupts our expectations, birthing his plans out of the most unlikely situations.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh! skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. While angels sing to lonely shepherds, three wise men seeking truth, they travel from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven, falling on their knees, they bow before the humble Prince of Peace. We bring an offering of worship to offering to you.
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No more.
Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due.
The honor that you're due.
Oh, Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering to you. We are an offering to you.
An offering.
We are an offering to you.
Take some time right here now just to continue to worship our Lord, our Savior. He is our light, what we long for. And so If you want to, you can just join with us and begin to sing as we continue on with our time of worship here together.
To see my sin
can be seated this morning. Well, let's just say this morning, this evening. We're not used to having night services here, excuse me. This is the first for us. This evening. Well, I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. If not, I got a few toys I could sell you for a good profit. You can buy yours later, son. Okay, we'll make a profit here, okay? No, today, when does the Christmas spirit really kick in for us? Do you ever think about that? When does the Christmas spirit really kick in for you? Is it while you're putting up the lights? Maybe it's for some of you when you stay up all night shopping the day after Christmas. For others, maybe it's after the tree is up, the Christmas shopping's done, and you can take a deep breath and say, all right, now I need to relax and really enjoy and take in the Christmas moment that's going on. For me, I like the time when my tree is lit, the kids are all in bed, and just the Christmas music is playing. I sit down on the couch and kind of reflect a little bit of what's going on. It seems like that Christmas spirit just seems to kick in during that moment with me. I don't know why. But when does the Christmas spirit really kick in with you? I think today, as you look around, it's hard not to realize that the Christmas spirit is going on right now. That He is the reason for the season. He is the reason for the season. Would you guys hand me one of the wireless mics, please? There we go. That's a little bit better. All right. See, I'm not used to preaching with the jacket on. This is all happening. This jacket's rubbing that microphone just the wrong way, and I didn't. Let's just be honest with you. I didn't give in and wear a tie, though, so you guys know that's. Well, tonight, I'm just really thankful that you're here, and as we sit around and reflect on the Christmas spirit, I hope tonight that the Christmas spirit is somewhere, is checked into your heart, and I think it's important that we realize what is really the Christmas spirit in our life and what's going on. For many of us, the Christmas spirit is kicking in. We think about Christmas stories and Christmas movies that are playing. I believe that Christmas is the greatest love story ever told. I really do. I believe Christmas is really the greatest love story ever told. If you really think about it. There was a group of theologians that were meeting in Chicago at the university there, and they had all the young seminary students in, and they had some of the top theologians in the country that were there speaking, lecturing, and they had what they considered to be the top theologian at that day there. And they asked him one question toward the end of all that session. They said, sir, could you just tell us this? What is the greatest, most single revelation that you ever had in studying theology? They said that the guy closed his eyes, tired from answering so many questions throughout the day. They said that then pretty soon he had a big smile that came upon his face. And he looked up and he said, the greatest revelation that I've ever known out of all the theology I've ever studied, out of reading the Bible from front cover to cover, out of teaching classes in seminary for years and lecturing for years, he said, the greatest revelation I've ever had is that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And really it is, isn't it? Really, it comes down to it. It really seems to be the greatest revelation, the greatest love story that's ever been preached. It's this simple fact that Jesus loves us. As we think about the greatest love story ever told, we know that Jesus Christ came on Christmas morn. That he was born of the Virgin Mary on the side of a hillside, trying to take shelter. His family was staying with farm animals, just on the side of a maybe enclosed cliff with a fire burning, trying to stay warm. Our Savior was born. And in the middle of that night, the angel of the Lord appeared and said, I bring you great news of joy and peace on earth that has come. The fact that our Savior grew up to give us life for us. That he grew up and came so willingly in the middle of a situation that he chose to come on the side of a hillside to a servant girl, to Joseph, a carpenter, that he didn't choose to come in a great way of chariots and a big parade. He didn't choose to come and pronounce that he is the royal king, but he came as a baby that you and I could relate and accept. And he grew up to not only be the greatest teacher that ever lived, as everyone agrees upon, but the fact that he grew up to be our Savior. And if we're not careful, we miss it this Christmas, that it's more than about shopping. It's more than about singing a few Christmas carols. The fact that Christmas is such a big deal, it really is. Some people say, what's the big deal about Christmas? No, Christmas is a huge deal. Christmas is the biggest deal. And let me tell you what the secret is about Christmas. I'm going to let you in a big secret right here. The big secret is this. The big deal about Christmas is you and me. Don't ever forget that. Oh, it's about Jesus. But the fact is, if I didn't need a Savior, if you didn't need a Savior, he never would have came. And the fact that he came means that I needed the Savior. And he was willing to come, to leave heaven and come to this earth, be born a babe, to grow up, and to willingly give his life for you and I. He died upon the cross for our sins, that those who believe in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life in him. So Christmas is a big deal. And you and I were the reason for Christmas, because the Savior came, because we needed the Savior. Because the Bible says that every one of us was lost in our sin, that all had sinned and come short of God's glory. I'm reminded of the story of the youth group at a small church who was giving the Christmas play and pageant. And they came down, and Mary and Joseph and all the wise men and shepherds came out in their flannel bathrobes and their beach towels on their heads. The angel standing on the chair, because that's the only way she could be elevated. In the middle of the manger was a light bulb by itself, plugged in, shining out of the hay. And Joseph and Mary and everybody else there, these young people had practiced and really had chosen to look as pious as they could, you know, trying to keep a straight face and be so serious. When one of the shepherds whispered just loud enough for everyone could hear in that group, "Hey, Joe, when are you going to pass out the cigars? Congratulations." And, of course, their reaction was kind of your reaction. That serious youth group began to laugh and chuckle, and pretty soon the angel was laughing so hard she fell out of her chair, knocked down the backdrop they had painted for the manger scene. Mary and Joseph rolled around in the hay down there laughing. And the whole set just fell apart right there. Fell to shambles. They knocked over everything they had brought up there as props. They're laughing, the congregation's laughing, the whole thing turned to shambles. And it was said that the only thing that remained intact was the light in the manger. And really, that story is true in our life, because really, shambles are going to happen in our life. Things are going to happen to come and knock things around. But don't ever forget that the light of Christmas shines all year round. That the light of Christmas shines all year round for you and I. That no matter what we go through, his light shines bright. And it comes to my darkest hour and says, joy, peace to you and I. That we can receive strength from our Savior. It shines bright today. This evening, our servers are going to come prepare to service communion. As they come to prepare to service communion at the Lord's table, I want to make sure that we really realize, let's go ahead and bring these front lights up here, guys, on the stage lights up, full blast there. Give us a little more light there. Thank you. As we prepare tonight to partake of the Lord's table. It's something we do very reverently. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads very simply here tonight, and I want to ask you this question before we take it to the Lord's table. If maybe you're here and you say, Pastor, as Christmas comes around, I know tomorrow's Christmas and tonight's Christmas Eve, I just want to make sure that everyone here, that maybe you're here, maybe you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Maybe you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and you know that this Christmas you need to do that. Maybe you accepted him a long time ago, but you haven't lived for him in a long time, and today you say, Pastor, I want to come back here and just renew my commitment to the Lord. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads and close your eyes. No one's looking around but me, and we will not embarrass you one bit. I just want to give you a chance here. If you never prayed that prayer, or maybe you prayed it a long time ago, and tonight you say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Can you just raise your hand where you're at and say, tonight I want to accept Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Can you just raise it high? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else tonight? You want to join these who are raising their hands and say, I just want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Tonight I need to make sure that heaven's my home. I need to make sure I'm in the right relationship with the reason for the season. That's Jesus. If you haven't raised your hands yet, one more time, can you raise them? Let me see them. That's me, Pastor. I'm ready. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to say this prayer together. And as Christians in this room, we're going to say it with you. And those who raise your hands, really say this tonight from the bottom of your heart. Say these words. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give you everything I am. It belongs to you. I accept your love and I accept your forgiveness. I believe you are the Messiah, Jesus Christ, God's only Son. From this day forward, I will live for you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time or you renewed your commitment to the Lord, we say, just welcome to the family of God. Yeah, let's give him a hand clap. We appreciate it. Yeah, big decision. We're going to take the Lord's table, and how we're going to do this, I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet, and you're going to exit to your right. Now, these here in the very middle section, just imagine this kind of imaginary line right here. I need this half to go this way and this half to go this way. But everybody else, we're going to exit to our right there. Come down and receive the elements and then go back up just the other side of the aisle and be seated where you're at. We're going to we're going to take these elements together. So after everybody's gone through the line, hold the elements, we'll pray over them together and receive them together in closing tonight. Come, let's receive the elements.
You. I wanna sit at your from the cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can say.
Said that as often as we meet, he was teaching his disciples in the Last Supper. He took the bread and he said, this represents my body. We know his body to be beaten. The stripes are upon his back. Isaiah says, before our healing, he received a beating beyond recognition as they tore the flesh his body. He did it all for you and I. He did it all for you and I. He laid willingly upon the cross all for you and I. See, this is the greatest love story ever told. At no better time than Christmas Eve to say, Lord, I remember you. I remember the sacrifice you gave me. I remember what you did for me. So let's hold the bread up, signifying his body. We're saying, Lord, I remember your body, which was given for me. Father, as we take this bread now, we thank you for what it represents. It represents your body, which was nailed to the cross. It represents your body, which was beaten for me. And tonight, Lord, we take this bread and we bless it. And we're thankful for you. Let us eat the bread. He said, then also in the same manner, we take the juice which represents the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Only this blood has the power to forgive and redeem mankind. Only this blood was fully man, but yet fully God. And when we drink of the cup, we're representative of the blood that was shed for you and I. The blood that flowed down Calvary's hill so that you and I could have redemption. So that you and I could celebrate Christmas knowing that we have been redeemed, given full grace by our Savior. For those who freely receive, it's freely given. Oh, we did nothing to deserve it, because He loved us so much. This greatest love story represents the blood that was shed for you and I. Fathers, we raise our cup to you. We remember your blood, which was given for us. And we say thank you, Father, that you gave of yourself for us, that you died in our place, that you sent your only Son to stand and to take the weight of our sin upon the cross. It's the power of this blood that comes and redeems us. It brings us back into a right relationship with the Father for all who accept and confess. And Father, we walk under a new covenant, the New Testament covenant, which says this blood represents the salvation for all mankind. So, Father, it's with this blood that we receive it tonight, and we drink it. Now, in your own way, just take a minute and just thank your Savior. Just thank Him from your own heart. Thank Him so much for the price that He paid. Make it very personal. As you make it personal tonight, we're going to declare this last song tonight that our King is lifted high. How many know this Christmas season that our King is high? He's high and exalted above all the earth. And we're glad today that He's not confined to a manger scene. But today He's alive and well. It says that He inhabits the praises of His people. Tonight as we lift up our King, we know that our King will abide. According to Scripture, He will come and He'll actually abide here, and we'll feel His presence here so strongly, because He inhabits, He comes, and He abides in the praises of His people. Hosanna, our King is lifted high.
Oh,
With our hands raised, Father, we say, Hosanna in the highest, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you have given us your Son, Jesus, Lord. And we lift our hands as a form of worship and a form of surrender to you, God. We lift up your name together this Christmas season, God. May you be high and exalted above everything else, Lord, more than any present, more than any carol. God, may this Christmas season, may our voice, our heart, our homes, may our city, may our country proclaim, God, that you are high and lifted up and exalted above all the earth, God. You receive and you alone are worthy of the highest praise. And we say at this Christmas season, God, that we love you. And we declare how much we love you, Father, and how great you are. Hosanna in the highest. Now join me in a hand clap of thanksgiving as we clap to the Lord. Come on, you can do better now. Lift up the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Turn around and shake a few hands before you leave tonight and say Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Thank you.